We're talking with Joe Neil Hampton from the Oklahoma Grain Feed Association, and also now representing the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association. Joe Neil, you're just really starting. You're starting to put the plea out to wheat producers that maybe have been members at one time or never have been in some cases. But what sort of early response are you getting?
We had just started as of 1st of May, Ron, and so far it's been very positive. We're just trying to look at all avenues to get possible members. You know, wheat is the second largest grossing agricultural product in the state behind beef. Oklahoma Cattlemen Association has 5,000 members, and we don't see why Oklahoma wheat growers shouldn't be up in that level as well.
I know that there's several things that that obviously you do representing some of our agribusiness community already as far as representing them at the Capitol. Those are the kind of things, the regulatory, legislative type things are so important that wheat growers be available to do.
That's true, Ron. You know, I'm sure a lot of the wheat growers belong either to some other general farm organization, but there are times when legislative and regulatory issues may be specific to the wheat industry, and that's where the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association will come in. And the Wheat Growers Association can also do things that, by law, the Wheat Commission cannot do. And one of those specifically is an area of legislation and government and regulatory issues.
Okay. If they want to get a hold of somebody to talk about the wheat growers, what do they need to do?
They can sure call my office at area code 580-233-9516. And I or my staff, Tammy or Carly, will be glad to visit with them and try to get them signed up.